This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks.
It has been a couple of weeks now since the Taliban took power in Afghanistan. How has that impacted the need for humanitarian support in the region?
Yeah, look, it's been a complex couple of weeks for the nation. I just heard the UN Secretary General yesterday make the quote that since the Taliban took over, the nation's poverty rates, they've seen them soaring, with the basic services close to collapse, and over 100,000 people who've been displaced because of the fighting over the last year. So it's probably gotten more complicated in the last couple of weeks. But what most people don't know is that Afghanistan was already facing some really big humanitarian challenges. COVID-19, of course, has been spreading, but there's also, they've been in the midst of a significant drought, which has meant that something close to 40% of the crops have been lost over the last year. So lots of people were already facing the challenges of hunger and food insecurity and malnutrition. And then you layer on top of that COVID and then the conflict and change of government. So it's a really complicated time right now.
And looking on from the outside, we think of the change of government. We think how that's going to be something that impacts a lot of communities. But in addition to that food insecurity that you mentioned, what are some of the immediate concerns for communities who are living there?
Well, right now, it's something like one in three Afghans who don't know where they're going to get to the next meal. So certainly food insecurity is one of the big challenges. But for organizations like Tear Fund, the challenge has also been to work out what is life going to be like under the Taliban? And this is true for the communities we work in as well. What rules are going to be enforced? How are they going to approach some of the freedoms that the country's, you know, enjoyed over the last couple of decades, and what's this next season of Taliban rule going to look like?
Is there any indication from your perspective of what it will look like? I mean, there's been a lot of speculation, but what do you think it will look like?
Look, it's such a dynamic situation right now. We're getting updates on a daily basis from our partners who are on the ground and in conversation with the Taliban to work out what is going to be allowed. We are hearing certain statements from the top saying, you know, the top of the Taliban regime saying they're going to try to make things as quote unquote normal as possible, and that they really value the work of humanitarian agencies like the work that we're supporting. However, what that actually means in practical terms is still being negotiated. Where we'll be able to work, how we'll be able to work, will women be able to work in our programs? So a lot of these things are still being kind of discussed and debated and negotiated on a day-to-day basis.
So when Tear Fund are doing, you know, your future planning and looking at what the ongoing needs are going to be for people in those communities, what are you thinking right now in terms of what ongoing support is going to be required?
Right now, our partners, while their work is on hold as they're making these final negotiations with the Taliban about how they can work, what they are doing is community needs assessments to get a clear picture when they get the green light, how they can respond. And a lot of that initial work is going to be working with the displaced people and the people, as I've already mentioned, who are facing food insecurity. So that's going to be the primary focus. And we're hoping that those agreements get in place and the work can start really as soon as possible.
So how can people living here in Australia support the people who remain in Afghanistan and support Tear Fund in the work that you do?
I think the temptation when things seem so complicated and the needs seem so great is to look away and almost become numb to the situation because we can see the needs are immense. But I think the opportunities to work for a future with peace and stability are also incredible. And so there's two big things we're asking people to do, one of which is be generous. We have an appeal going on to raise money so that our partners can respond as soon as possible when the situation opens up. And the other is to pray. And we have some great resources on our tearfund.org.au website that churches and individuals can use to know specifically how to pray. And we're updating that on a weekly basis.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for all of the work that you and your teams are doing there. And thank you for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.